You're probably thinking, what is Gumbel? Are you maybe asking, what are executive function skills? When we think about belonging, it seems like a really abstract concept, but belonging really is about feeling accepted, feeling valued, feeling heard, being seen. How do I assess my child's belonging? When I have children, my children won't do this. They will never do that. I will never allow that. And then many of you know, or you're probably laughing at me right now. What happened? Oh, I had my own kids. Welcome to the Creating Space with Dr. B podcast. I'm Dr. Bell with Grace Space Educational Consulting, where we help children, parents, and organizations thrive as we help them to cultivate a sense of belonging while teaching executive function skills. Now, you may be asking, what are executive function skills? Well, they involve skills such as time management, prioritizing, planning, working memory, all those things. Today, I'm going to have the honor to talk with you about the gumbo of belonging. Specifically, I'm going to delve a little bit into the roux of belonging. So I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, and gumbo is really a staple in Louisiana. You're probably thinking, what is gumbo? Well, depending on where you live, maybe it's a special type of soup. Maybe that's your version. But there's really only one good version, and that's what we have in New Orleans, Louisiana. And in that gumbo are so many yummy things like chicken, sausage, shrimp, crab, so many things. But the most important of the gumbo is the roux. And the roux is made with flour and oil. When we think about belonging, it seems like a really abstract concept, but belonging really is about feeling accepted, feeling valued, feeling heard, being seen. That's what we want, not only as humans, we want that for our children. And at Grace Space, that's really what we do. When I meet with parents and with organizations, the desire really is just to start the work. Let's fix the child, let's fix the parent, let's fix the teacher. But really, you have to assess the state of the roux of the belonging in order to create a personalized plan that will provide the transformation that they're looking for. When I reflect on my own experiences, and it really informs how I work with clients at Grace Space, I think about 25, 30 years ago when I started in the field of education. I remember my first school, really fresh out of LSU, right, graduate school, in Pineville, Louisiana. There's a shout out to Pineville, Louisiana. I had a great group of kids, but they were an interesting bunch, and so were some of their parents. And I remember sitting down as judge and jury many times thinking to myself, when I have children, my children won't do this. They will never do that. I will never allow that. And then many of you know, or you're probably laughing at me right now. What happened? Oh, I had my own kids. And when you have your own kids, you realize the reality of the challenges that these parents face that now I face. And so you have to adjust to the reality. I also had friends who were, you know, they were a little bit ahead of me. I got married in my late 20s. And I was so concerned about when I have kids, making sure that everything was right, every decision was right. And they were basically like, settle down. Your children are going to end up in therapy for something. Again, not me. That's you, right? But that's the truth. Parenting is tough and we make mistakes. Sometimes we're blessed to have a variety of personalities in our children. And you may have children that came out of the womb. They're coasting. They don't need you really except to provide food and shelter. And they check in with you and you check in with them. But there's always the one. And generally, if you have two or more kids, you have the one that just requires so much more of you. And sometimes we're not at our best as parents. Maybe we say things we don't intend. Maybe they feel like they're a burden. And so we make those mistakes. We learn from them. We get the help we need. We apologize and we get them the help that they need. So by now you're likely wondering, how do I assess my child's belonging roux? I'm going to give you a couple of tips. Write these down. Number one, is your child withdrawn in social settings, at home, in spaces where there are people? Do they ever tell you, I just don't feel like I belong here? That's going to be one of those things that you want to look out for. Number two, you may have an extrovert. Believe it or not, and sometimes we don't look at those extroverts and we think they're all good. But sometimes the extroverts are the ones that we want to watch out for, those children that are just like, da-da, 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 right? Sometimes those behaviors are really seeking validation. and they're looking for attention, and that's a flag for you to know that their belonging room has been impacted. The third thing I want you to remember and consider as you're gathering your support village to support them and your family is entry points that possibly could have impacted their room. Here's some examples. Maybe it's something that a teacher said to them that impacted them. Maybe it was something that happened at your home. Maybe it was a difficult season in your family's life. So I want you to think about entry points where their belonging room may have been impacted. Now, when we had gumbo, it was really generally during holidays because it took a lot of time. If you can think about the prep, all the different things that we talked about that went into it, through all the things, right? It took a while. So it generally only happened during the holiday seasons. But I will tell you, while it may have taken a couple of days to get it all together, it was well worth the wait. And I will tell you that that's how I feel about your children, and that's how I want you to feel about them. While this process and the development of their root takes a while, the finished process is going to be well worth the wait. I always tell parents that it's going to take a while. And sometimes they say, well, what do you mean a while? 26. That prefrontal cortex that's developing all of the skills that we talked about with executive function, it takes until they're 26. Hold tight. Yeah, you're going to make it, right? So it takes time. So we have to give ourselves time, and we have to pace ourselves as we're helping them through the process. Listen, our role as parents, as educational leaders, and mental health professionals, we just have one job. Watch the gumbo. Assess the belonging room. And when we find that there are challenges or opportunities, gather the support village and support our kids. Just like the gumbo, they're still cooking and it's going to take a while. So let's make sure that we're supporting them in the process. If this podcast has been helpful to you, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. It helps us to help as many families as possible. We would love to be a part of your support village. Please visit www.grayspaceconsulting.com. On the website, you can book a no-obligation discovery call with our team. We'll get back with you as soon as possible. Until next time, let's keep creating spaces where our children can thrive.